We walk by faith, not by sight. Bummer. That really goes against the grain. It's a little like the feeling you have when you're playing a video game and somebody comes and stands between you and the giant TV, and all of a sudden you can't see the people who are trying to kill you, right? We want to be in charge. We want to see the whole path. We want to set the goals for ourselves. We want to make the plans. I mean, that's the thrust of the culture. Go into any bookstore or stationery store and you can find a motivational poster that says that to fail to plan is to plan to fail. And we start that with our kids really early. You know that if you don't get into the right pre-K, your kid's not going to graduate from Harvard. We start working on that fastball in the first season of Little League because, oh my gosh, if he throws the fastball well enough, he'll make it to the majors. He's another Roger Clemens. We overwhelm our kids with structured playtime because God forbid that they just sit around and do nothing and talk to each other or play with bugs in the dirt. We have that so built in that by the time we're approaching adulthood, we've got the whole plan laid out. We've got milestones for degrees, for jobs, for promotions, for buying a house, and for that dream vacation, and maybe kids. And in fact, in some quarters of our society, interfering with education or career plans is grounds for aborting your child. See, we don't tolerate anything messing with the schedule. It upsets us. The saints have a little to say about that. Francesco Bernardone was the party boy son of one of the richest merchants in Assisi. And he had it all figured out. He wanted to be a glorious knight, a victor in battle. And so he had his daddy throw every bit of money he could, providing him a horse and the armor and all the gear it takes to be a knight. And the first time he rode out with the local boys to fight against the neighboring town, he was captured and they took his armor. And he spent months in a dirty, rat-infested, dark prison. And when he came home, he was sick and lay in bed for months. And that was the way God got his attention. Ignatius Loyola was very similar. He was a soldier. And he suffered a grievous wound at the siege of Pamplona. And he was laid up for months. And God used that to get his attention. You see, the question is not do we plan, we have to plan. The question is, what are the priorities in our planning? Do we have things right side up or upside down? St. Paul tells us, we aspire to please him whether we are at home or away. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each may receive recompense. The plan is always God's plan. He has a purpose. He has a direction for each one of us. And it is our call from the time we are conceived in our mother's womb, reinforced by our baptism and our confirmation, to find what that plan is and to live it, to get the priorities right. Saint Ignatius of Loyola had an interesting way of looking at it. He had a way of discerning whether or not he should do something. He said, well, I'm created to praise, love, and serve God and thereby save my soul. That's first things first. God and I together, me loving and worshiping God. That means that everything around me is there to help me fulfill that goal. What that means is that I should be interested in the things that help me with that goal and not interested and attracted to the things that pull me away from that goal. In fact, he said, it means I should be indifferent toward all created things. Not indifferent in the sense that I don't care about or enjoy, but that I have no stake, but rather God's plan helps me decide where I'm going with these choices. He says, my desire should be directed toward whatever helps me to my goal. Walking by faith and not by sight means putting God's plan, God's priority first. It means shaping your plans and your goals in prayer. It means making your decisions, first of all, based on the call that you have discerned that God has in your life. And that may not be very different from the plans your neighbor has, but because your priority is oriented toward God's kingdom, it makes all the difference in the world. See, this is not some kind of grim, joyless, oh, I've got to do God's will again today kind of thing. See, Jesus said, this is how it is with the kingdom of God. As if a man were to get up and to scatter seed on the ground and then go to sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and he doesn't know how, but in the end, the plant sprouts and it produces the grain and it produces the ear and then the full grain in the ear. And when the time comes, the man draws the harvest. The plan is God, but there is still room. Just like the man gets up with the seed and plants it, he has to prepare, he has to plan, but that plan is in accord with God's plan. And it's God's power working through his participation that produces the harvest. You see, the plan is his initiative, and our cooperation with it is the faith that we walk by, even when we don't see. It's a little like marriage. You know, marriage is a covenant. And there's that part about for better or for worse. When you get married, you cannot foresee what is going to happen to you and your spouse and your children over the next 40 to 50 years. But you are in a covenant and you go with it. That is the relationship we have with God. And God is the one who is in charge of the for better or for worse. See, we don't always see God working, but we have his promise. He's going to take that tiny little mustard seed. Mustard seeds are not very big, smaller than a BB. And he's going to make it, with our faith, grow into the kingdom in our lives. That passage is not just about the church. It is about the church lived in each one of us and in our families. And God's promise is that he will take the mustard seed and make it into the largest of all the bushes. God spoke in Ezekiel, I, the Lord, bring low the high tree and lift high the lowly tree. I wither up the green tree, and I make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. Praise be Jesus Christ.